Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Carl, we are seeing various endorsements rolling in for India Walton and Byron Brown. I'm just curious your thoughts on endorsements in today's political climate. Do they hold as much weight as they used to? Are they still important to a degree?
They are important to a degree, but I think they're more important to the candidate than the momentum within a candidate's campaign than anything else. I don't believe very many people will go to the polls saying, well, you know, I'm relying on such and such an endorsement, to determine my vote. But it does give a sense of momentum. It keeps the candidate's name in the media, in the press, which is very important during a campaign, especially for a challenger. And so it does give you more visibility. It does give you a sense of momentum. But in terms of actually influencing voters, unlikely, other than the group that endorses you. The group that endorses you, their leadership will make sure that that group knows that the organization is supporting candidate X and urges their members and their members' families to vote for candidate X. So it's all part of putting together that kind of magical coalition that gets you to 50% plus one on election day.
Yeah, along those lines, you're talking about endorsements from a specific group, say perhaps a labor union. Obviously, that would carry more weight than an individual endorsement from State Senator X or Council Member X, correct?
Theoretically, yes, but not always. I mean, let's look at labor unions today. Labor unions, there's a real separation between a lot of labor unions' leadership and their members. That was very evident in 2016 when Donald Trump ran. I've talked to numerous Western New York labor leaders who kind of frankly are kind of beside themselves with the fact that, you know, the leadership all supported Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, and the membership was very, very warm to Donald Trump. And so, just because the leadership urges or supports a candidate and endorses a candidate doesn't necessarily mean that the membership is going to follow suit. It's not always an automatic. It depends on the candidates. It depends on the issues. It depends on the issues important to the membership of the organization. And as I say, the example that I gave, there's clear difference between the leadership's interests and the issues they were stressing and what the memberships of a lot of local unions, especially labor unions, looked at and thought were important in casting a vote.
So in today's political climate, I guess you could kind of just say that it's better to be getting endorsements than not, and that's kind of how to look at it if you're a candidate?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like the old saying, it's kind of like holy water. It may not help, but it certainly can't hurt. And so it's important to a candidate because, as I said, it gets their name in the paper, it gives a sense of momentum. But the idea that endorsements are going to win you an election, I don't know if it ever was true, to be quite honest. And if it was, it's certainly less true today than it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. People make up their minds for a lot of different reasons. And there's also a lot of different forces and dynamics going on within organizations that might produce a split between what the organization leadership says in terms of endorsements and what the membership actually does in the polling place.
Is there any endorsement today that stands out to you as being important? And you can, whether that be on a national stage or even locally here in Buffalo, we have a huge race between India Walton and Byron Brown. Is there any endorsement that stands out to you as a potential endorsement that could sway results?
Well, generally, labor union endorsements can be very helpful besides just the endorsement and the announcement of the endorsement, because oftentimes labor unions basically put their money where their mouth is and produce lots of volunteers from the organization to support the candidate they endorse. They produce volunteers to work phone banks. They produce volunteers to go door to door. They make financial contributions. So within Western New York, labor unions have been important, not so much for the announcement of an endorsement, but then for the follow-up in terms of the actual nuts and bolts of running a campaign and producing people to do all of those functions that take, you know, just the old-fashioned grassroots, knocking on doors and making phone calls and putting up signs. They've been very helpful to a lot of candidates producing that kind of support.
Carl, is there anything else that you would like to add, whether it be on the mayoral race or on endorsements in general?
Well, the other organization that has been critical to a lot of people has been the NRA, to be honest with you. The NRA has a very active outreach program to its members and is very aggressive in making sure its members know what candidates are supportive of the Second Amendment and which ones aren't. And I know of at least one race recently where the incumbent lost and said that the reason he lost in a close race is because, you know, 3 or 4 days before the election, a letter arrived to all of the gun owners in his municipality, reminding them that the incumbent was not a supporter of the Second Amendment. And this particular incumbent said to me that he believes that was the deciding factor. So, those kinds of endorsements on issues, especially if the organization is sophisticated in knowing who its supporters are and how to reach them, and what issues are really going to hit their hot buttons. And when organizations can do that, they can sway an election.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.